The Lord who suffered humiliation to save us. Isaiah chapter 52 verses 13 to 15, chapter 53 verses 1 to 9. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high. Just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him. For what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. Who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgressions of my people he was stricken, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death, because he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. The gospel is being spread throughout the whole world. Now this era has entered the last days. The climate, the world situation, the economy, everything is moving toward the end. Now the world is talking about nuclear war. Selfishness is rampant, climate change is occurring at a disaster level, and the development of AI is making ordinary people like little children. It seems now that there is nothing that can stop all of this. We must pray every day, praying that we can still spread the gospel further. It is not because we are afraid of dying. There are still countries where the gospel has not yet entered, and now is exactly the time when the flowers of the gospel are blooming. When the sprouts of the gospel are emerging and the flowers are blooming, we want to be able to spread the gospel even more, because we still need to spread the gospel further. Of course, God is the God who works all things together for good, but still what causes worry is that in people there is so much foolishness and evil. People truly do not know when or how they will die, yet they threaten the lives of others, and there are even those who truly try to kill all people. In this era, the people of Israel are waiting for the Messiah they are expecting. They must know the fact that the Messiah is Jesus, and they must recognize and believe in Jesus as the Messiah they are waiting for. Now, even in the nation of Israel, and indeed in countries where the gospel has still not entered much, this gospel that the Lord delights in will soon blossom. In fact, the gospel is being spread so well throughout the whole world right now that in these last days, the flowers of the gospel will bloom in full. At a seminary in Bangladesh, it was said, "You must read and refer to our English book 1 in order to receive a degree." Now, the students attending this seminary will receive the remission of sins even before they are surprised by encountering the gospel of water and the Spirit for the first time. In this way, first, all theologians around the world must know and believe in the gospel of the water and the Spirit to receive the forgiveness of sins. And we, who have first received the forgiveness of sins, must continually pray for this. Not only prayer, but we must also live by faith. The Messiah came to this earth 700 years after Isaiah's prophecy. The prophet Isaiah was a prophet from 700 years before the birth of Jesus Christ on this earth. In fact, Isaiah was a man who lived 700 years before Jesus Christ came to this earth, but because he knew many parts about the Messiah, It was as if he had actually seen the Messiah with his own eyes, and he prophesied in detail how the Messiah would come, what appearance he would have, and by what method he would carry out the work of salvation. From Isaiah chapter 52 verse 13 through chapters 53 and 54, he continuously and specifically prophesied that Jesus Christ would save mankind from sin. He was a man who lived 700 years before Jesus Christ came, yet he truly prophesied that Jesus Christ would actually come to this earth, receive baptism for all sins, and give salvation by shedding his blood on the cross. And after 700 years had passed since the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, Jesus Christ actually came to this earth. He actually came to this earth and fulfilled all the works exactly as they had been prophesied. The prophet Isaiah prophesied, "Jesus Christ will act wisely when he comes to this earth." In Isaiah chapter 52 verse 13, it is prophesied that God said, "Behold, my servant shall deal prudently. He shall be exalted and extolled and be very high," says the Lord. In the actual New Testament era, Jesus Christ came to this earth in the body of a human, and because he took on the sins of all mankind by actually being baptized, he was able to receive the judgment for all the sins of mankind by giving up his life on the cross. Because he truly fulfilled it in this way, he truly prospered just as Isaiah had prophesied. Truly, through Jesus Christ, all the sins of mankind were removed, things became prosperous, and his name was lifted high and exalted among all nations, just as was prophesied. Just as the prophet Isaiah prophesied about him, it was truly fulfilled. In fact, when our Lord came to this earth, the people of Israel did not properly recognize him. Even though the Lord came to this earth, bore the sins of the people of Israel, died on the cross, and rose from the dead, the people of Israel did not believe in the baptism the Messiah received and his shedding of blood. In reality, the people of Israel do not know the fact that this Messiah was born in the land of Israel, and that through his actual baptism and the cross, he bore not only the sins of the people of Israel but also the sins of all mankind. Truly, they did not know that this Jesus Christ is the Son of God and indeed the Messiah of the people of Israel. Now the people of Israel must truly come to know that Jesus is indeed the Messiah whom the people of Israel have been waiting for. The humiliation Jesus suffered was for the removal of the sins of the world. In fact, when Jesus came to this earth, he truly suffered so much pain. Truly, as shown in the main text of Isaiah chapter 53, the Messiah was someone who went through very much suffering, because he came to this earth and suffered so much humiliation to bear our sins of the world. It was said that he became like one who hides his face from us. However, in reality, there were hardly any who recognized Jesus as the Messiah. Even though he was not actually hiding his face or disguised, many people did not recognize or believe in the Messiah Jesus Christ as the Savior. Truly, the Lord came to this earth by the command of God the Father in order to complete the work of saving mankind from the sins of the world, and to accomplish this work, he truly endured much humiliation. Not only did he come into the world of the creatures he himself had made, taking on the body of a human, but he was also scorned, mocked, and humiliated by those creatures. Because of that humiliation, he became like one who could not bear to reveal his face, as it is said, "He became like one who hides his face." On this earth, he was not exalted as the Messiah, but rather was treated like a madman and suffered humiliation. That shame was such unspeakable humiliation that it cannot fully be expressed in words. Just as when we feel so ashamed and embarrassed about ourselves that we cover our own face, the Messiah suffered humiliation before us, his creatures like one who hides his face. What was the appearance of Jesus when he actually came to this earth? In reality, when the Messiah came to this earth, his appearance was gentle like a new leaf of tender grass, and he was the main character whose appearance was just a little tall like a shoot coming out of dry ground. Among humans, he did not have a distinguished appearance. In fact, even when compared among humans, the Lord was a Messiah who did not have anything upright or outstanding. The Messiah had an appearance in which there was nothing to boast about. In reality, the Messiah came in a form that was not worthy of human respect, and regardless of his appearance as our Messiah, he received the laying on of sins upon his body according to the sacrificial law set by God, was hung on the cross shedding his blood, and rose from the dead to deliver us from all sins. In reality, that Messiah was able to be nailed to the cross and shed his blood for us because he received baptism from John the Baptist to take on the sins of mankind. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we did not esteem him. In reality, the Messiah had to come to this earth, receive the laying on of hands, and shed his blood to take away the sins of the world, and for that reason, he had to suffer such humiliation from the people of Israel and the Roman soldiers. The humiliation that the Messiah would suffer was prophesied 700 years earlier. Truly, the fact that the Messiah would come to this earth, receive baptism from John the Baptist, be hung on the cross, shed his blood, and rise from the dead was already prophesied 700 years before through the prophet Isaiah. Indeed, 700 years after the prophet Isaiah prophesied about the Messiah, Jesus Christ came to this earth. As Isaiah had prophesied, Jesus was born in a humble form in a manger, received baptism from John the Baptist to bear the sins of the world, went to the cross, shed his blood, died on the cross, and resurrected 3 days after his death. Just like on the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament, when the sacrificial offering received the laying on of hands, shed its blood, and died for the atonement of the year, Jesus truly, according to the prophecy, bore our sins through the baptism he received from John and shed his blood and died on the cross. In reality, Jesus, who received the sins of the world through the baptism given by John the Baptist, went through 3 years of public ministry and suffering after that. The reason that Messiah Jesus was nailed to the cross was because he received the sins of the world through the baptism given by John the Baptist, and for that, he was despised, suffered, and humiliated by all people. In reality, Jesus did not only suffer hatred from people. In fact, most of the Jews and the Romans hated Jesus very much. People hated Jesus, so Jesus was rejected and despised by people. And later, before shedding his blood and dying on the cross, he even ended up covering his own face. It was said that the Messiah became like one who hides his face before people. This was because it was so shameful to be turned away by his own people. In reality, Jesus received baptism from John in the Jordan River and took on all the sins of mankind at once, and he shed his blood on the cross. The Messiah received baptism from John and shed his blood on the cross in order to fulfill the will of his Father. Jesus was stripped naked on the cross and was spat upon. All kinds of people mocked Jesus, saying, "If you are the Son of God, come down and save yourself first." In reality, from the moment Jesus began his public ministry by being baptized, he had to suffer many hardships from mankind. In reality, Jesus Christ received baptism from John for the sake of mankind and took on the sins of the world, but people who did not know this hated Jesus, who came as the Messiah, and persecuted, tormented, criticized, and insulted him countless times. In reality, it is said that Jesus, who was the Messiah, was so hated that he was treated like a worm on this earth. In reality, the Pharisees hated Jesus very much. In fact, they could not just stand by and watch the Messiah, who threatened their popularity. So they hated the Messiah and tried to find fault with him. When their own plans were not fulfilled, they resorted to all kinds of personal attacks. The Messiah received one-sided and malicious insults and all kinds of slander from people. Isaiah prophesied about the humiliation that the Messiah would suffer in the future. Even now, we can see that Isaiah the prophet prophesied in detail 700 years ago about what kind of treatment the Messiah would receive in this world. Have you believed in Jesus Christ, the Messiah who came by water and the Spirit? However, in reality, Messiah Jesus quietly carried out and accomplished his work regardless of such humiliations. Now, the people of Israel and all people around the world must know and believe that such a Messiah is Jesus Christ. In reality, the Messiah received baptism from John the Baptist and was nailed to the cross in a miserable appearance, suffering all humiliation in order to take away the sins of the people of Israel and all people. And he completely saved those who believe from all sins, making the faith of the believers perfect. The Messiah came to this world in a humble appearance, received baptism and died on the cross to take away the sins of all people, and rose from the dead, but there were few who believed this. Now, not only the people of Israel but all mankind must believe that Jesus was truly the Savior Messiah of humanity in order not to perish but to have life. Truly, Jesus took on our sins through baptism, and took on our sorrows, our diseases, and our curses, but we think, what sin did he commit that he suffered such humiliation? In reality, Jesus is the Son of God who has no original sin and did not commit any sin. As the Messiah, Jesus bore our sins and suffered all the curses, all the sorrows, and all the humiliations for our sins. Jesus came to this earth and through the life he lived for 33 years, suffered all humiliation and saved us who believe from all sins. At that time, did the people of Israel listen to the words of the prophet Isaiah and believe in Jesus Christ the Messiah who would come by water and the Spirit? Who has believed in this gospel of water and the Spirit that we are preaching now? Even now, many people say they believe in Jesus, but they have no interest in the gospel of water and the Spirit. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that the Son of God would come to this earth, take on all our sins with his wisdom, receive all the judgment, and save us. In reality, in the last days, all the people of the nations of the world will recognize Jesus Christ the Messiah and exalt him. Everyone, do you realize that Messiah Jesus suffered humiliation for the sins of the people of Israel, for your sins and mine, and for the sins of all mankind? The prophet Isaiah, who hoped that you would know and believe this, prophesied the work of the Messiah in this way. The Messiah was like a shoot coming out of dry ground. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that in the future, when the Messiah Jesus Christ would come to this earth, he would come in a very poor appearance. The Messiah would be like a shoot coming out of dry ground, and would grow up before the Lord like a tender sprout on this earth. When Jesus Christ came to this earth clothed in human flesh, he was truly not someone whom people found desirable or admirable when they saw him. He was not like American movie stars such as Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone, with a muscular body and a large, imposing figure. In reality, Jesus looked so pitiable and poor, and so pitiful that there was nothing to admire in his appearance. However, his words were like a double-edged sword. Not only the personal appearance of Jesus, who was the Messiah, but also his life circumstances were not good. In fact, as we have heard by word of mouth, Jesus' earthly father was a carpenter. Even now and in the past, the house of a carpenter is not in a rich or affluent situation. In reality, carpenters had to work hard just to avoid starving. The Messiah could not have attended school when he came to this world. That was why the Pharisees also tried to slander him over this. But the more they tried, the more it was revealed that Messiah Jesus Christ was the Son of God, so they could not slander him for that. At that time, Jesus had never been under the teaching of Gamaliel. The school of Gamaliel was the most university-like place at that time when there were no proper universities. It was a place where a great scholar of the law taught the law and other languages. If you went there, you could learn not only the knowledge of the world but also the law of God from a great teacher of the law. Jesus was not from the school of Gamaliel. There is no record anywhere that he registered at a school. Nevertheless, the Messiah knew everything about the law of the Old Testament, and according to the scriptures, he had broad knowledge and faith. In fact, there was nothing illogical or contrary to God's law in the words he spoke. Why did the Messiah have to receive such humiliation, shame, and contempt? In reality, the Messiah, as the true Messiah for the people of Israel, came to this earth as Jesus to save them from all their sins and make them God's people, and willingly accepted all suffering, insults, slander, and mockery. In fact, the suffering and humiliation that the Messiah accepted for humanity were so sacrificial and humiliating. The humiliation that the Messiah endured for us was so great and severe that it was enough for him to hide his face before people. Because Messiah Jesus was the Messiah who saves us from sin and judgment, he endured all the humiliation and contempt before all people to the point that there was no more humiliation or contempt left to bear, and he delivered us from sin. Jesus suffered humiliation in this world. The humiliation and contempt that Messiah Jesus endured were so great and heavy that he rather hid his face. Messiah Jesus came as the Messiah to save you, me, and all humanity, and in order to fulfill and complete the role and ministry of the Messiah, he endured much humiliation and saved you and me from sin and the judgment for sin. We must not forget this fact. Even when the Messiah was hung on the cross, people did not stop mocking him. They mocked, saying, "Come down once. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. What kind of Son of God are you? If you are the Son of God, come down, save the thief next to you, and then come down from there yourself," they said, "and turn these stones into loaves of bread. If you are the Son of God, show proof that you are the Son of God. Show us something so that we can believe. If you can't even do that, how can you call yourself the Messiah? What a joke!" In this way, people despised, slandered, and mocked the Messiah. And they stripped him of his clothes, struck his cheeks, and spat on him. He endured unprecedented mockery, shame, and insult, such that nothing more disgraceful or shameful could be seen. Even the Messiah received the punishment of the cross, the harshest punishment given to the worst criminals of that time. The Messiah was scourged by soldiers and nailed to the cross through both feet and both hands, pouring out all the blood from his body. Truly, he endured such disgrace, such suffering, and such humiliation for us to fulfill the ministry of the Messiah. He took upon himself all our sins, all our curses, all our diseases, and all the punishment for our sins, being nailed to the cross for us. Truly, he endured such humiliation, such pain, and such suffering for us in order to fulfill the work of the Messiah. The Messiah truly became the Savior of those who believe that Jesus is our Savior. He willingly became our Messiah. He came to this earth in obedience to his Father's will, bore all our sins, and endured the punishment for those sins on the cross, not only saving us who believe but also giving us eternal life by rising from the dead. Everyone, do you think it is an easy thing to endure such things for people you don't even know? It's not for family, not between husband and wife, not even for someone you truly love, but rather in front of enemies to be stripped of your clothes, despised, suffer pain, and be nailed to a cross. If it were us, our minds might have gone insane first. He was nailed to the cross so that all people could see, not set up in a corner but lifted high, high up so that everyone could point fingers and everyone could spit on him. In fact, even more suffering, hardship, and difficulty came to Jesus before he was nailed to the cross. Before being crucified, he went through countless hardships. He was brought before people for trial, spat upon, and the servant of the high priest slapped Jesus' cheeks. They spat on him. They slapped his cheeks, scourged him, and threw stones at him. Messiah Jesus endured such humiliation for us. The reason he endured such humiliation was because, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The Messiah endured this suffering to save all humanity from sin and judgment. The Messiah received baptism from John the Baptist, took on the sins of the world, and suffered the judgment for those sins on the cross, and by suffering humiliation from his own people, the Roman soldiers and many nations, he completed the work of the Messiah. In the Old Testament, it was prophesied that Messiah Jesus would save humanity from all sins that oppose God, that is, from all the sins committed by all mankind. As prophesied, Jesus Christ came to this earth as the Messiah, took responsibility for all your sins and mine by receiving baptism, and shed his precious blood to save us from the judgment for our sins. In fact, the salvation that you and I received by believing in the Messiah and being saved from sin and the judgment of sin is not a salvation that was given freely without cost. Because Jesus Christ came to this earth and suffered such humiliation for us, we are now able to receive the removal of our sins. And because the Messiah received all the judgment for our sins, we were able to become children of God by simply believing in our hearts and receiving the gift of salvation, the removal of sins. Because of the Messiah, we were able to become such happy people. We must give thanks before the Messiah who has given us our happiness and blessings. The salvation that the Messiah has given us is because the Messiah paid such a great price before God the Father. So even if we have no offering to give to God, we are saved only by faith. We must believe and give thanks that God suffered such humiliation for us and saved you and me like this. Do you understand? O people of Israel, turn back and believe in Jesus Christ. Now the people of Israel must believe in Jesus, who is the Messiah, as their Savior and repent. The people of Israel still do not acknowledge that their Messiah has already come. According to the prophecy spoken by the prophet Isaiah in the book of Isaiah, the Messiah was to come to this earth. And according to that prophecy, the Messiah came to this earth, took on the sins of humanity through baptism, and was crucified to bring salvation. The people of Israel must turn back, understand this correctly, and believe that Jesus Christ has fulfilled this salvation. They must acknowledge the sin of having handed over their own Messiah, Jesus, to be nailed to the cross. And they must realize that they are the nation that crucified the Messiah. And even now, they must believe in the Messiah who came long ago so that they can receive salvation from all sins and the judgment of sins. Now there is no other Messiah. Since Jesus Christ has already come as the Messiah, there is no other Messiah. Everyone, can there truly be another Messiah? Can there truly be another Savior? Do you want a Messiah to come who, like a RoboCop boasting of muscles, will appear in the future as a leader who overcomes all hardships and saves the people of Israel? The people of Israel must even now believe in Jesus Christ, who is the Messiah. They must truly believe that Jesus Christ is their Messiah. The Messiah of the people of Israel already came to this earth 2,000 years ago to bear their sins and to make them true descendants of Abraham. Just as they received circumcision, he was baptized by John the Baptist and was crucified on the cross to accomplish spiritual circumcision for them. The Messiah bore the sins of the people of Israel by receiving baptism from John. And to pay the price of those sins, he went to the cross, shed his own blood, and through his resurrection from death, he became the true Savior of humanity and of the people of Israel. The people of Israel must repent in order to believe in the Messiah. The people of Israel must now believe in Jesus Christ as the Messiah. From now on, the only thing left for the people of Israel is to believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior. They must know that the Messiah prophesied by the prophet Isaiah was this Jesus Christ. They must know and believe that the one who was so prophesied was indeed Jesus. This prophecy was fulfilled in Jesus Christ without missing even a single stroke or dot. It was said that the nations will be astonished. The Bible says that the Messiah was just as many were astonished at you, so his visage was marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths at him, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. Isaiah chapter 52 verses 14 to 15. And the Bible records, for what had not been told them they shall see, and what they had not heard they shall consider. Jesus Christ came to this earth and suffered more than any criminal sentenced to death in this world. He went through more pain, more humiliation, and more sacrifice than any criminal in this world in order to make all humanity his own people. He saved his people who would believe in him and receive the removal of sins. That is how he saved them. Now, people will hear the astonishing news of salvation that they have never yet seen or heard. Even those who have never heard the fact that the Messiah was Jesus Christ will hear it and eventually come to believe. The first coming Jesus, the second coming Jesus, Jesus is the Messiah. Now this era is the last days. It is an era of death and tribulation. In reality, those who believe in the Messiah are not afraid of death. Rather, they are waiting more for the happiness of heaven and the resurrection that comes after death. Just because the world becomes dark does not mean that even our righteous ones become dark. In fact, when this gospel is clearly preached to all, the Messiah will come again. Our Messiah, Jesus Christ, came to this earth as the Lamb of God, as the atoning sacrifice, received baptism from John in his body, and offered his body on the cross. The Messiah Jesus, like a sheep before its shearers, quietly bore our sins, received the judgment for our sins on the cross, suffered humiliation, and after 3 days of death, was resurrected and truly became the perfect Savior for those who believe. At that time, people did not know that the Messiah was Jesus Christ. People did not know that Jesus Christ was born so quietly on this earth 2,000 years ago, testified to the Word for 3 years after being baptized, preached the gospel of the kingdom of heaven, was crucified after 3 years, died, and was resurrected to become our Messiah. However, in this world, there were people who sought God and people who believed. So the Lord testified to being the true Savior Messiah, who quietly, without noise, accomplished salvation. Because the servants of God made known to the whole world that the Messiah came to this earth, suffered humiliation, and saved us from sin. In reality, God developed printing technology, moved world history, and made every country that preached this gospel into a world power and a rich nation, and is spreading the gospel of water and the Spirit. Jesus is the Messiah. If you believe in Jesus as the Messiah, you will be saved. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus is the Creator who made the universe and all things. He is God. He is the Savior, the Messiah. The servants of God continuously let people know that the Messiah is Jesus, and also about the baptism he received, his death on the cross, and his resurrection. In fact, 2,000 years ago, no one among the people of Israel knew that a young man named Jesus came to this earth and at the age of 30, received baptism from John and took on the sins of humanity. At that time, only the disciples of Jesus knew that Jesus was the Messiah, and only those who truly revered God knew. The rest of the people did not know at all. And the fact that the Messiah bore the sins of the world through baptism, died on the cross, rose from the dead, and ascended into heaven was known only by about 400 believers in the land of Israel. But the other people did not know. In fact, on the 50th day after Jesus died and rose from the dead, the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples of Jesus Christ. While the disciples of Christ were praying in the upper room, the Holy Spirit came upon them, caused them to speak in tongues, and enabled them to testify that the Messiah is Jesus Christ. The disciples of Jesus were not afraid of death and boldly testified, "Jesus is the Messiah. The Messiah is our Savior. Jesus is our Messiah." Therefore, even at that time, many people believed. In fact, God has saved you and me from all sins and the judgment of sins through Jesus, who is the Messiah. Because Jesus went through such extremely dreadful humiliation in order to save us from sin and judgment, we must absolutely believe in him. And those who do not believe must repent, turn back, and all believe. And with faith, we must spread this truth. In fact, the people of Israel are afraid right now. Therefore, they must listen to the word of the tabernacle that God actually spoke to the people of Israel. We are now facing the last age. In fact, the gospel of water and the Spirit, revealed through the sacrificial system of the tabernacle, will definitely reach the people of Israel. They too will come to believe the gospel of water and the Spirit, which was spoken and fulfilled by Jesus Christ, the Messiah. God spoke the sacrificial laws to the people of Israel, and they believed. In fact, that nation still wants to offer sacrifices according to the sacrificial system of the tabernacle even now. It is said that among the people of Israel, there are fundamentalists living in the wilderness. Even now, those people live by offering such Old Testament sacrifices in the wilderness. They are actually offering the same sacrifices that were once offered in the tabernacle. They might be descendants of Aaron. In fact, they are living in the fields, not in the cities, trying to preserve the bloodline of their family line. Although they are Israelites, they live as a tribe that does not usually come into contact with ordinary people. Now, even to them, the blessed news must be delivered that Jesus, who is the Messiah, has already come and has saved humanity according to the sacrificial system of the tabernacle. We must give thanks for the fact that Jesus came to this earth and suffered such humiliation and received judgment in order to save you and me from sin and the judgment of sin. Love is as strong as death, and jealousy is as cruel as Sheol. The fact that we have actually been saved from all sins and the judgment of sin is not like a letter that came to us by chance. It is not a salvation like a chain letter that says misfortune will come if you do not forward it to 20 people within a week after receiving it. It is not a salvation of the removal of sin like seeing a food flyer that says, "Boneless fried chicken, enjoy two for the price of one," which is posted on every house's front door, and ordering and eating it to become full. In fact, God the Father sent His own Son to us, made Him receive baptism to transfer all our sins onto Him, and had Him suffer as the payment for all our sins, made Him face death, and thus saved you and me. And because of that, you and I must truly believe and be thankful. How could we treat this salvation that was given to us as if it were an old straw shoe to be thrown away, or shoved away like a borrowed sack of barley, or treated with disdain like an adopted child? Everyone, are there any among you who come to God's church but have not received the removal of sin? Are there any who do not believe in the gospel of water and the Spirit? If there are actually such people, I hope you will turn back, repent, and believe in the Messiah. Whoever does not believe is rejecting the love by which the Son of God endured such humiliation and saved that person. To those who devalue the worth of the love that Jesus accomplished, to those who reject that love, a curse will follow. It is said, "For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave." Song of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. In reality, if a person dies with sin still in their heart, that person will suffer the cruel torment of hell, which is as cruel as the grave. Hatred is as cruel as the grave. The Messiah loved you so much that He was baptized, shed His blood, and suffered humiliation to save you. But if someone does not believe in and rejects that love, that person will suffer cruel pain in the future. That is hell. Therefore, God said, "And as it is appointed for men to die once, but after this the judgment," Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27. When a person dies, their flesh ends, but before God it is not the end. God, in order to trample down those who reject His love, makes them never die and gives them cruel suffering forever. In reality, He throws them into a fire that never goes out, so that they will vividly and eternally suffer that pain forever and ever. Cruel pain, that is God's cruel hatred. Do you think God would not do so? Do not forget that God is the one who can do anything. God's exceedingly great love saved us from all curses, judgment, and sin by enduring suffering Himself. In fact, the thing that resolves all our problems was the love of the Messiah. There is nothing greater than the love of the Messiah anywhere. God's love cannot be obtained without faith in the Messiah. That love was given only by our God, who is our Messiah, and it was His Father who sent the Messiah to us. The Almighty Triune God loved you and me in such a way that He saved us from sin and judgment through the gospel of water and the Spirit. Therefore, you and I must believe in the Messiah, give thanks, give glory, and be satisfied simply by believing in the Messiah. How thankful are we for the gospel of water and the Spirit that the Messiah gave us. If someone does not know the value of that love enough to exchange it for anything else truly, that person is an ignorant person who knows nothing. How severe was the suffering that the Lord bore for us, because we are so thankful for that love. Even though we are lacking, we spend the rest of our lives using all our strength to share this love with those who do not know it. To do God's work, we too must go through difficulties and suffering. We must not live thinking only of our own well-being. If we have received this sacrificial love of Jesus and been saved by wearing that love, We too must become people who share love with others. Not fleshly love, but just as Jesus Christ endured suffering to remove our sins, we too, in order to help others receive the removal of sins, must voluntarily, by faith, endure hardships, hatred, suffering, and contempt. In the name of love, we must endure such hatred. Everyone, if you and I have truly received the removal of sin, then such love is in our hearts. And you must know how someone who is destined to go to hell has been saved. Everyone, those who are saved bear fruits worthy of that salvation. Those who are not saved also bear fruits accordingly. By their fruits, you will know the tree. Those who are saved are trees that bear the fruits of salvation. You were completely covered with sin and were people who could not complain even if you fell into hell, but God, for such people as you, took on human flesh, came to this earth, endured humiliation, and became your Savior. You believe that God suffered for you and saved you from sin and judgment, and by faith you received salvation. If you have received such love, then you and I must surely have the heart that desires to live for others as well. If there is no such heart, that person is not someone who has received the removal of sin. To be precise, that person is not truly someone who has received the removal of sin but is pretending to have received it. In reality, just as Christ loved us, endured humiliation, and saved us from sin and judgment, if we believe in that love and have received salvation, we also have in our hearts a desire to live for others. This is because He is in our hearts. Just as He endured humiliation and loved us, we also have a willing heart to live while enduring difficulties for others. Those who have received the removal of sin have no sin in their hearts, so their hearts are changed like the heart of Jesus Christ. We truly give thanks to Jesus Christ, the Messiah who came to this earth, was baptized, shed His blood on the cross, endured humiliation, and saved us from all sin.